That's.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, whenever there's a story, there's always a movie. And I guess they are making a movie about Lance Armstrong. And guess who may play Lance Armstrong? Oscar nominee Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper, cute guy in The Hangover and in A-Team. You know, it's funny. He wasn't originally considered that good looking years ago when he was in The Wedding Crashers. Remember, he kind of played the bad guy in The Wedding Crashers, right? And I guess his hair was shaved, and he kind of, you know, I mean, he was okay looking, you know, but then all of a sudden they let his hair grow out, and he gets some scruff, and he's gorgeous. See, it's all about the hair. Always has been. All about the hair. All right, so anyway, Oscar nominee Bradley Cooper has put himself forward as a possible candidate for the role. He's from Philadelphia, he's 38 years old, and he said he would love to play Lance Armstrong in the movie. Now, from what I understand, studio bosses were planning on doing a Lance biopic for years. I guess he would have been the hero, and Matt Damon was supposed to be in the lead to actually play the role. I guess Matt Damon was supposed to be doing that years ago. And then now, in light of everything that happened with Lance Armstrong, now it's going to have a new twist to the movie. So somebody's got to probably take out the last 2-3 pages of the script, right? And, you know, add a couple other things. Where's that red marker, right, to the script? And change it. I don't know who would play Oprah. Not too sure. All right, yeah, somebody should play Oprah. You know, somebody should actually also play Dr. Dahlia. I am sure at some point in time, Lance Armstrong did listen to XM and listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. So that would really be nice if, you know, Bradley Cooper was sitting there listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, you know, and then he says something to the camera like, gosh, she sounds sexy. Huh, I wonder if she thinks, you know, my hair looks good. That would be, to me, I mean, if you're going to do a biopic, be as accurate as you can. Other rumors, other rumors of people taking the role would be Jake Gyllenhaal, I don't know how to pronounce the name, Michael Fassbender, who I think is a total fox. I love Michael Fassbender. Matt McConaughey and Christian Bale. See, Matt McConaughey already has the abs, but Michael Fassbender, I don't think I've seen without a shirt. We need to, though. I should be able to decide on this one. Christian Bale, I mean, if he doesn't get into a fight with the studio bosses, he may be able to get the role. All right, that's what happens. You know, whenever there's a story, they make a movie out of it. I was so fascinated by Argo. I have to admit, that was something that I'm so glad they turned it to a movie, and they did a damn good job. You know, sometimes when they make movies out of things, they really kind of fail. You know, and it's a real disappointment. Like, you know, Teen Wolf 2. Really? That was an epic failure. Teen Wolf 2. Some of the later Jurassic Parks were epic failures. Superman 5. Not sure why they did that. You know, but what about true stories? What movie about a true story, really turned out to be a bomb? I don't know. See, most of the time you like true stories. I mean, you know, people like true stories. They also like Greek mythology. And, you know, if you're thinking about making a movie and you want to make a lot of money, you could never go wrong with Greek mythology. That movie Troy that they did with Brad Pitt a while back, phenomenal movie. Greek mythology is awesome. But what was amazing about the Troy movie as opposed to the Clash of the Titans, Clash of the Titans, you had a lot of, you know, visual effects, and you had special effects, and you had monsters and the Kraken and everything. That was good. But what was really good about Troy is it was just the actors. You know, you had the demigods, you had Achilles, right? I mean, yeah, these demigods that, and you didn't need a Kraken. You didn't need a Medusa. You were, you know, they were able to hold it just by their acting and their muscles. and the Trojan horse and the battle scenes. So, you know, somebody has got to make another movie about the Iliad and the Odyssey, Ulysses or Odysseus. Somebody needs to make a real good movie modern day. There's been movies, you know, done throughout the 60s and 70s and, you know, in the past, but, you know, with Cyclops and then, you know, Odysseus having all those tricks up his sleeve and knowing how to get by the Cyclops by hiding under his giant sheep. You know, those were phenomenal stories, all the Greek mythology stuff. So I think if they're going to do something, they should do that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I really like movies. I really like being entertained. That's just, it's my escape. I mean, I deal with so many things that are so heavy. You know, give me a muscular Achilles to watch for a couple hours, and I'm fine, and I am regrouped. Just what you need. You know, many of us, you know, watch the Benghazi hearing with Hillary Clinton. You know, she did take responsibility. She cried, right? Which I think was, you know, a very pungent time in this hearing. I don't think anything really got really resolved. None of the questions that we wanted answered were answered. But from a political standpoint, she did a great job. And like I was talking about in the previous hour, there's already rumors circulating if Joe Biden is going to be the next Democratic nominee. And, of course, political strategists are saying, no. If Joe Biden runs, Democrats will lose. If Hillary Clinton runs, Democrats will win. And so what Hillary Clinton did with the hearings, from what I could see, was politically smooth. The rest of us are kind of looking at it going, huh, what? So what happened, and what are we doing in the future, and why, and why were we lied to, and do we still have the full story? But from a political standpoint, everybody's saying she aced it. That's politics for you guys. That's what we have. We have politicians running the country. We have politicians in charge of our national security. That's where we stand. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When Princess Kate was going through her hyperemesis gravidarum and was vomiting profusely, couldn't keep food down, put in the hospital, she was discharged from the hospital in stable condition, but her morning sickness still hasn't officially resolved. So I guess what her doctors are doing is using hypnotherapy to try to treat the food aversion. If she looks at food, she wants to throw up. So, interesting that hypnotherapy could work. I'm a huge fan of hypnotherapy, but I'd like to see more studies on it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Hit your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. All right. Lila writes, Doctor, yesterday you were discussing ADHD. My child's teacher diagnosed him with ADHD, but I don't think he has it. I think he just misbehaves. I'm a single mom. I've been divorced from his father for 3 years. What do you suggest? The school wants him on medication. All right. Okay, no. The school cannot say that. The school cannot tell you as a mom to put your child on medication. That goes too far. That does. But it does emphasize the frustration it sounds like the school has with your child. So obviously something has to be looked at. In this particular case, okay, yeah, get the child evaluated for ADHD. But you know, you are bringing up a good point here. Okay, you're a single mom. many kids, when they go through a divorce, they're traumatized by it. And many times they act out. I have a patient whose husband was killed in a car accident last week. And she says since then the child has been really acting out, has been hitting mom. You know, sometimes these children, they don't know how to handle traumatic news or separations or changes such as this. And so they will act out. So either way, he should see a therapist. All right. He could see a psychiatrist. He could see a psychologist, but he should see somebody that could evaluate him and allow him to open up and get an idea of what is going on. Okay. Now, you do have some kids that just take advantage of the situation. You know, I mean, some of these kids do get smart. All right. And they go, well, great. Daddy's not here. Okay. You know, I only see daddy on the weekends. You know, I'm with mom. Mom wasn't the one that used to discipline me. Dad did. I'll be able to get away with what I want. And kids do act differently around different parents. They do. I mean, I'll admit it. I was way different around my mom than I was with my dad. You just know it's learned behavior. Yet my mom was more of the disciplinarian until she got dad to discipline, and that was rough. So, you know, these kids are smart. So there's a lot of issues here. Okay, what do you do when the kid wants your child medicated? All right, what do you do if you don't think it's ADHD? What do you do if your kid is acting up and the school is getting frustrated? So there's a few issues here. Well, first, again, you need to get the school off your back temporarily. So prove to them that you are taking him to be evaluated. Okay, that's what they want to know. They just want to know that something is starting to move in the right direction. So say you're going to take your kid to be evaluated. Great. Take your kid to be evaluated. That's wonderful. Now, is it the school's business what your child's diagnosis is? Yes and no. I mean, if the school is taking care of your child throughout the day, all right, and teaching them, and that child is a part of a classroom and can unravel the mesh of the classroom and the inner workings of it, they want to know what type of a student they have and how to approach the student. You know, if the student needs extra attention, if the student needs more one-on-one learning, you know, so yes, the school is going to want to know what let's say if he has a hearing disability or if he has a learning disorder, the school is going to want to know that. Now, do they have a legal right? I don't know. Now, if your child is diagnosed with something and you don't want the school to know about it, I don't think the school is allowed to know that child. I don't think the school can legally force you to share any private medical information. All right, but you see where it gets kind of touchy. All right, you know, the school, they aren't worried if the child has AIDS or hepatitis or anything. They just want to know how to deal with the child. So that A, the child could learn, and B, it doesn't mess with other children. So, you would have to, I guess, be comfortable to a certain degree with sharing that type of information. But talk to the psychiatrist first, though, okay? You know, say, look, do you feel he has ADHD? If so, I don't want him branded. You know, I'm uncomfortable with the school, and I'm uncomfortable with the school wanting me to jump and medicate rather than working with the child who's ADHD, you know, and see what suggestions he has. So, like I said, you got to get the psychiatrist involved, the psychologist involved, etc. If he does have attention deficit disorder, all right, is it something that's severe enough where he has to be medicated? Or do we need to give him good teaching skills, tutoring skills, and teach him you're going to have to sit down and pay attention? You know, I believe there's a lot of children that are over-medicated for ADHD. Remember we talked about that yesterday, how ADHD is on the rise, and we're seeing more and more kids diagnosed with it? Well, why is that? Is it because we just don't have time to put them on a proper diet and train them to sit and pay attention, or there'll be certain consequences like losing the video game, etc.? You know, like I said, many of these kids that are on medications, they were able to, prior to medication, sit through a whole Spider-Man movie, play a video game for 2 hours, sit through a SpongeBob SquarePants marathon, yet in school they decide not to pay attention because it doesn't interest them. Well, you know, how long are we going to medicate these kids, and when does it stop? When they're 45 years old and they don't have meetings to go to because they're unemployed? I mean, you know, when do you stop medicating these kids? Because if they need medication in grade school, they're probably going to need it in middle school. Probably going to need the medication in high school. Then comes college. You think the parents are going to want to take them off their medication? They finally make it to college. No way. And then they get a job. Well, now they need to pay off all their student loans. You think parents or the adult is going to want to be off his medications if that's what got him through this whole time? So whoever is going to be put on ADHD medications, they need to really, really need it, where they can't function without it. And I think the doctor should have a plan on when that child is going to go off, rather than, you know what, we're going to put them on this, and if things improve, we'll just go from there. Well, going from there is nice, but somebody has to have a plan on when we're going to be taking these people off their medications. So I'm very, very hesitant and reluctant to throw a child on an ADHD medication without thoroughly getting a diagnosis. Now, some kids, they just act up. They do. They are bored. Some kids do have attention deficit, but they are just not disciplined enough. And by discipline, there's a variety of things. All right? You know, they do not get to sit in front of a video. Nobody should be sitting in front of a video game for 2 hours. But they don't get the video game if they don't do their homework. Do the homework. Concentrate on it. Teach yourself to concentrate. Show me the work is done. Show me you did it well. Then I'll let you play your video game, or then I'll let you watch TV. But most parents don't do that. Why? Because they're tired. You know, and I'll admit it. I come home from work, I am exhausted. Maybe it's because I'm in my 40s. Maybe it's because I do full-time radio and I do full-time medical office, not to mention all the reports and everything else I do. I come home, I am exhausted. My kid shows me his homework. I actually groan. And I need to not do that. I mean, I'm giving my children the idea that their homework is a thorn in my side. Now, it is. I mean, I can admit to you all, oh my gosh, some of their homework is so tedious. I don't want to deal with it. I just want to relax when I come home. But nevertheless, that's important. And if I want my kids to feel their homework is important, I need to show that it's important to me. And that's, so I'm working on it too. I mean, I'm not the parent of the year by no means. But I see my kids. You know, they would much rather throw on the TV, Skype their friends, play a video game than do their homework. Well, does that mean I give them a pill? Or does it mean I, you know, yell at them? And I love yelling. Yelling, I think, to me, I know parents say yelling doesn't work. Honestly, it's a great relief for me. Let me yell at my kids, please. Thank you. Yell at my kids. I like to turn off the TV, take the computer out of the room, and say, do your gosh darn homework. Now. Okay? They do their homework. They can do it. Yes, it's maybe boring. I understand some of the things they're learning is boring. All right? But, you know, what if it's a teacher's fault? A good teacher makes the stuff interesting, comes up with tasks, comes up with projects that helps you learn the information, comes up with songs, right, that helps you remember the information, makes it easier. You know, I notice a lot of teachers, they're exhausted, too. They're like, here's your math homework, take it out of this workbook, here's this. You know, what about all the different little ways to remember things and learn things? You know, when I was in medical school, it was difficult, extremely difficult to be up in the middle of the night working on your cadaver and memorizing all the veins and the arteries and the muscles and the insertion points and the origin points, etc. So we came up with songs and we came up with poems. I actually came up and then I shared it with the class, and even though some thought it was stupid, I could see them taking the test. Going, Mary had an obturator muscle piriformis trapezius. And I'm like, you see, it works, all right? And it works. We got through our test. We memorized the stuff. I still remember the songs. A good teacher would probably be able to blast through this whole pseudo-ADHD diagnosis that some people are wrongly getting. Now, mind you, kids out there have ADHD. They do. We're growing an ADHD society. With our fast food and our internets and our emails and our texts, nobody has to wait for something anymore. But there's a lot of kids out there that are being misdiagnosed, and some of them really need a good talking to. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the Freeze-Dried Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So a few days ago, a report has come out that the number of people suffering seizures near Fukushima went up significantly after the Japanese tsunami that occurred in March 2011. Now, this is kind of perplexing. We have 13 patients who were admitted with seizures within 8 weeks after the Fukushima disaster. All right. Now, Japanese researchers looked at 440 patient records from the Kesennuma City Hospital. This was a city that was destroyed by the massive tsunami, which was sparked, remember, by a 9.0 magnitude earthquake. 13 patients were admitted with seizures in the 8 weeks after the disaster, but only one had been admitted in the 2 months before March 2011. So why 12 more people all of a sudden? They say previous research has linked stressful disasters, threatening disasters, life-threatening with increased risk of seizures. What if it had to do with the radiation? They suggest that the stress associated with life-threatening situations could enhance seizure degeneration. That was from lead author and neurosurgeon Ikio Shibahara in the journal Epilepsia. But for the most part, I mean, a lot of people that have seizures, you know, or a lot of people that have stress don't necessarily then come down with seizures. So did they have a neurological condition that might have not been diagnosed? Now, you know, why is this so important? Well, the reason why I find a story like this, and of course, I mean, you know, the aftermath of Fukushima, you know, still terrifies all of us. You know, who's going to get cancer? Who's going to come down with thyroid cancer? Did fish pick up some of the cesium and the radiation? Did in Europe, remember with the Chernobyl incident that happened in the 80s, goats in Europe had picked up the radiation in their milk. So people as far as England came down with cancer from what they believe came from the Chernobyl disaster in the 80s. So we've been watching, and we will continue to watch, what the possible fallout could be from what happened with Fukushima. But this is very interesting about seizures. If they believe that people came down with seizures, okay, they need to know, well, was it because of radiation? Could that have affected the brain? Was it because of the stress, right, of an earthquake? Or do we have many people that are underdiagnosed? Do we have many people that do have underlying seizure conditions that just don't get diagnosed? And then it takes a natural disaster to just thrust them into a more severe case. And if that's what happened, and that's what I believe the neurosurgeon thinks happened, many of us could be walking around with a mild seizure disorder or neurological disorder, and we have absolutely no idea. And until it manifests as, well, she or he fell asleep at the wheel, or he or she got Guillain-Barré from the vaccine. All right. You know, we talk about screening mental illness. We also, I think, need to screen neurological issues. Yesterday, we were talking about the GlaxoSmithKline vaccine in Europe and how there's, I believe, was it 400 cases or 700 cases? Sorry if I don't remember. See, my memory's starting to go. I need to be screened. There were, I believe, about 755 cases, if I can remember correctly, of narcolepsy that they believe was a push of the HLA gene variant that these people could have possibly had that just threw them into a narcoleptic disorder after they received the swine flu vaccine between 2009 and 2010. Now, if we're now hearing this with Fukushima, and some people might have had an underlying neurological disorder after the Fukushima disaster, boom, people went into having seizures. You know, what are many of us walking around with? You know, this is one of the theories that some anti-vaccine advocate groups have been touting, that maybe some of these kids are walking around with a mild or either a mild neurological disorder, or maybe they have a variant that just hasn't been incited or instigated, and they get a vaccine, and then they turn autistic. Now, again, I'm not saying vaccines cause autism. I feel vaccines are extremely safe. My children are vaccinated. My patients get vaccinated. I recommend vaccination to everybody. Even though we currently don't carry the vaccines because of cost, we used to be supplied vaccines by the state, had a state-run program, state lost funding. So now we make sure everybody gets their vaccines from their pediatrician, from the health department. We're pro-vaccines. No doubt about that. We're pro-vaccine. But when you hear of these cases of parents who say, look, you know, my child was fine, my child was communicative, then he got the vaccine and things changed, right? You hear about the GlaxoSmithKline swine flu vaccine theory that people were thrown into narcolepsy. We heard about that story yesterday. And now we hear about Fukushima or an earthquake, tsunami, disaster causing people to go into seizures. Maybe we need to just stop, take a breath, and decide to move research, just one aspect of research. I mean, you know, they came up with the research study that condoms don't limit the enjoyability of sex. Okay, that's nice. Thank you for that study. And we'll talk about that in a couple minutes. Wonderful study. But can we maybe designate a couple researchers, please, to looking at underlying neurological disorders? Now, another theory out there, too, is many people don't start to show signs of dementia or Alzheimer's or loss of cognition till after the stress of a spouse dying. We had a family member, when their spouse died, within a month, start to show signs of dementia. I can't really call it dementia because dementia is more long-term. Immediately, we had to jump on that, maybe have her go out there, get a job, keep her busy. Mind went back. So I don't think that would be been a genetic trait or cause, because again, it was reversible. But you know, there have been studies showing the loneliness, the loss of a spouse, can thrust a person into early dementia or the start of dementia. Why is that? All right, we need to look neurologically a lot deeper. Now, many of us, we don't go to neurologists. We go to our family doc. We go to our internist. We see our favorite nurse practitioner, PA. Some of us even go to the dentist, and thank God. More of you need to be doing that, by the way. I know a lot of you are overdue for your dental visit. So many of us, you know, we'll go to our doctor. Maybe we'll go to our gynecologist. Some of the men maybe will see a urologist if they're having prostate problems. Maybe we could talk you into seeing a gastroenterologist and getting a colonoscopy, etc. But probably one of the very few specialists visited by the average patient would be the neurologist. Right? We really don't recommend neurological screenings. We get a neurologist involved once we start seeing things happen. Maybe we'll get a neurologist involved when we start seeing numbness and tingling in our diabetics, or numbness or tinglings in our sciatica patients. You know, but still, our people with degenerative disc disease and neck issues and back issues, a lot of times we'll send to orthopedic. You know, the neurologists don't get the bulk of referrals like these other specialists do. Cardiologists get a huge amount of referrals. Dermatologists, huge. But the neurology field gets overlooked a lot until somebody has a gross deficit with something neurological going on. Numbness, tingling, weakness. Then we like to rule out MS. We like to rule out radiculopathy, neuropathy, and, you know, other types of concomitant conditions that could cause you to have nerve deficits. What if we should be developing a screen or using our well-trained and very educated neurologists, thank God they're out there, to take a look at people? Are there any blood tests we could run to see if we do have a let's say the HLA variant, okay, and there are tests to run, but, you know, if there is something that hasn't been discovered and hasn't been identified, is there something that we should identify and screen for, such that if somebody does, let's say, I mean, we all incur some sort of stress, maybe we could prepare. Another thing I want to talk about, I know we're coming up on break, and I apologize if I'm stammering a little bit. Where I wanted to get to with this is, I think a lot of us are already undergoing seizures, having these maybe petite mal seizures, where we don't even realize, we think maybe we just passed out for a second there, or we don't even realize we were out. And these are the people that are getting into car accidents. Maybe a lot of us actually do have a condition. It's just not getting noticed. So in addition to screening mental health, increasing that type of screening, I think we really need to do some more neurological screening as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLING.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are going to Alaska later this summer. It is going to be a phenomenal trip, so go to my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. By the way, when you are on my website, if you have an Android phone or an iPhone phone, you can easily download the Dr. Dahlia app. It's free. Able to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want, anywhere you go. learn a lot. I hope you're learning a lot. All right, so it's official. I guess the study has come out saying condoms do not ruin the sex. Condoms do not make sex less enjoyable. Thank you, researchers, for spending money and spending time on this study. Apparently, researchers reviewed an online questionnaire of sex habits of men and women from age 18 to 59, found participants consistently rated safe sex as highly arousing and pleasurable. Dr. Debbie Herbenick from the School of Public Health, Bloomington, Indiana University, led the study. She said this may be because men are more likely than women to purchase condoms and to apply condoms, but it's important for women to become familiar with condoms and use with their partners so that they can make good choices and enhance the sexual, I guess, experience. Here's my thing with it, okay? We discussed in very great intimate detail in the first hour, so I'm not going to make you guys listen to that, you know, why condoms shouldn't really matter and why they shouldn't decrease the sensation and the pleasure of sex. So if y'all want to listen to that, go to the podcast, listen to the first hour of today's show. But there is this animalistic tendency for people to not want to stop in the middle of an act that's about to engage into a deeper level. Stop, find a condom, etc. You know, we used to, train younger kids and train young adults to make sure that a condom was very close by, so they don't have to run and try to find their wallet that could be in the other room. Right? But condom use is so important that these researchers are pretty excited and, you know, happy for themselves that they, you know, came out with a study, even though it was a questionnaire. I mean, it's not like somebody had sensors on the penis, you know, seeing what was happening with the nerve endings. But nonetheless, the fact that they could have a study that they think is a valid study that reinforces the idea that condoms should not interfere with sex, and that they do, you can have a great sexual experience. Hopefully it'll get more people to use them. I don't know about that, though. I think we're being overly optimistic. Now, of course, chlamydia is still the number one sexually transmitted disease. 1.3 million cases being reported in the United States. That is a lot. And if somebody could get chlamydia, they very easily could also be getting HIV. They could be getting genital warts, syphilis, gonorrhea, pubic lice, and herpes. Don't forget about herpes. So, you know, condoms are extremely important. Do they break, you know, can people still get STDs while wearing a condom? Of course. You know, you could spread herpes, you know, in the pelvic area that isn't covered by a condom. Right? You could spread genital warts. But if it cuts back on some of the heavy-duty ones like HIV, syphilis, even a heavy dose of HPV that could land on the cervix, it will save lives. Condoms save lives. We know that. So don't be a wussy. Get the condom. No. I was not going to come up with the rhyme. No, I was not. Let's change subjects, please. I am very good at poetry, but no, not with this subject. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study that was reported yesterday by scientists is that alcohol can reduce the amount of time that we get in deep sleep. Another one of those, well, duh, we've known about that. I've known about that for years. We've all known about that for years. But, you know, sometimes when researchers run out of things to study, they just restudy the same old, same old. They say drinking was found to increase tiredness by reducing the length of time in deep sleep. Ishrad Ebrahim of the London Sleep Center and co-author of the report found the higher the consumption of alcohol, the less REM or deep sleep. All right. Now, we already have an issue now that we don't get good sleep. Okay, most people's REM sleep is already destroyed, either by their sleep apnea, by them doing shift work and falling asleep during the day, and the kids and the animals are up and waking everybody up, so we already have issues. It's just another reminder that you need to avoid alcohol. Now, let's just quickly review, all right, REM sleep, non-REM sleep. Okay, we know the body cycles between non-REM and REM sleep. Typically, people begin with a sleep cycle of non-REM sleep. Then they go into a REM, deeper sleep. REM sleep is when you get your dreams. Whereas your night terrors and some of the twitches you get and the twerks and stuff, that happens in your non-REM sleep. Now, the period of non-REM sleep is made up of four stages. Each stage could last anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes. They say a completed cycle of sleep consists of a progression from stages 1 to 4 before REM is attained, then you go into REM, and then it cycles itself again. So basically, you're stage one, your eyes close, you're starting to fall asleep, you could be wakened without difficulty, you think this is when you're falling asleep, but you're actually into sleep. It may last about 5 to 10 minutes. Some people think they really didn't sleep, right? And they may get these little hypnic myoclonias where you kind of tweak, you know, like when you're in class, you start to fall asleep and then you twitch. All right, that's stage one. Stage two is when you start to get a little bit deeper. You will have muscle tone that can twitch. You can have muscle relaxation. But stage two is when the heart rate starts to slow and the body temperature starts to decrease. Stage three and four, which they have found on polysomnography, that's where they could do readings and look at your activity as you sleep. Three and four, you're starting to get a little deeper. If you're woken up, you will be just a little disoriented, but not as bad as REM. Now, why is non-REM so important? Why do we have to have four stages? Well, during non-REM sleep, that's when your body repairs and regenerates tissue, bone, muscle, strengthens the immune system. You know, the less you sleep, the less regeneration. And so that's why as we age, sometimes we feel like we age quicker because we get less sleep, less time to regenerate. Okay, now we get into REM. REM is usually a big, it's your big meat to your cycle. It takes about maybe 90 minutes to get there. All right, so you're not I know some of you think you're going to get a real big deep sleep having a power nap. It takes about an hour and a half to get there. The first period of REM lasts about 10 minutes. Right? Heart rate again slows, etc. Respiration slows down. This is where you start to have your dreams. A lot of Viggo Mortensen, Aragorn, Lord of the Rings type things may, you know, hypothetically pervade at this time. Percentage of REM sleep is usually the highest during infancy and childhood. And then, of course, as you age, REM takes up less of your sleep cycle. So infants, half of their whole sleep cycle could be in REM. Whereas adults, as you age, sometimes only 20% of your sleep cycle could be in REM, which is why we recommend anywhere between 8 and 9 hours of sleep a day. Okay, infants usually require about 16 to 18 hours of sleep a day, teenagers about 9 to 10, adults anywhere between 7 to 9. And what happens if you don't get enough sleep? Well, depression, poor immune system, fatigue, memory losses, and a study has also come out that we're going to be talking about in the next hour, how it could ruin the marriage. Lack of sleep usually gets taken out on your partner and your wife and your husband. So we know sleep is extremely important, but what a lot of people also forget is pain. People will have increased pain when they don't get sleep. Many of us will have ever suffered from migraines. If we didn't sleep the night before because we had a migraine, that migraine seems 10 times stronger than a headache would be if you had a good night's sleep. Good night's sleep is so important. Always get your sleep study checks. Even if you don't think you have sleep apnea, it doesn't hurt to get that check. It takes a look at how you sleep. It takes a look at your levels of sleep, what your heart's doing, what your respiration is doing. It is vital. Again, we talked about alcohol. Alcohol will disrupt this. All right. Plus, if you're a big caffeine drinker, caffeine will always also do that too, stimulants, etc. So cut back on the caffeine if you can as well. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk again tomorrow. If this is your stop, if not, stay on board. We got another hour on the way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988, celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.